In tonight's Thanksgiving edition of the Wildcat's Den, we'll hear from a few different athletes on what their favorite Thanksgiving dishes and desserts are. We'll also find out if they put their Christmas decorations up before or after Thanksgiving. And assistant coach Blake Qualls of the LA Boys basketball team will preview their season. We go inside the Wildcat's Den as we're joined by junior wrestler at Livingston Academy, Colin Weitzel. And Colin, I know going from football now into wrestling, how excited are you to get the wrestling season started?
I'm pretty excited. Coming off a season of loss, it's exciting because I know wrestling's something we're good at and we're going to do good this season. And the team's really showing up this year.
Do you have any goals for yourself during this wrestling season this year?
Have less than 3 losses this year in total. That's probably my goal.
What's an area, now I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about wrestling, but what's an area of I'll call it your game, I know that's not the right term for it, but of your game in wrestling that you'd like to improve as the season goes on?
Definitely shots, taking people to the ground, that's where I'm not good at. I'm really slow on my feet, and that's what I need to work on.
Gotcha. Now, I want to go back, kind of going from that football season here into wrestling season. You mentioned how the wrestling team, they've been practicing for a while for you. You had to finish out the football season and get into wrestling. What is that transition like? I know Brody, he went from football into basketball. He said the conditioning is kind of what has to get up. Is that kind of the same thing with wrestling, or what are some differences?
Yeah, definitely different conditioning. It's football, you're obviously running a lot during practices, but wrestling, it's a lot more intense. Our coaches make us run a lot more during practice, as not as a punishment, but to keep us busy. And you know, football, we don't run it quite as much as wrestling.
What do you enjoy most about the wrestling season?
I enjoy spending time watching matches with all of my other wrestling buddies. It's pretty fun to watch someone get slammed.
I can imagine, especially if one of your teammates is able to do it, or yourself as well. Now, I know Thanksgiving coming up, but before we get into that, I got an important question. Are you a put the Christmas lights and decorations out now before Thanksgiving, or do you have to wait until Thanksgiving?
We almost got our tree up already, so yeah, definitely before Thanksgiving.
That's what we like to hear. I already got 2 trees up, so I'm right with you. Now, Thanksgiving, do you have any fun family traditions that you guys have?
Not really. We do something different every year. We just moved here, so it's kind of weird. We don't have any traditions here.
Cool. What Thanksgiving plate, food-wise, what do you have to have on your plate?
Mac and cheese.
Okay, that's what Brody said, too. You have any favorite desserts that you like to have?
Chocolate cream pie.
Ooh, that does sound pretty good. I like that one, too. That's junior wrestler Colin Weitzel here at the wrestling team with Livingston Academy as we go inside the Wildcats Den. Livingston Academy Lady Wildcats basketball team fell to the Seymour Eagles last night to open up the Thanksgiving Classic at Farragut High School 47-45. The Lady Wildcats trailed by as many as 10 in the second quarter, but used a 10-0 run to tie things up late in the quarter. After a few buckets by the Eagles, LA would be searching for some points heading into halftime.
Moving the basketball out near half court, 10 seconds on the clock. They're going to have to start the offense. She moves it to the right side with 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Coleman. Ledbetter, shot from the right baseline is good, and that will end our first half.
Coming out of the break, senior Aaliyah Melton started to find her stride.
Ellie Butler will find Mally Jean Coleman. She'll bring up the basketball, trailing by 2. Still going up against that 2-3 zone. We'll move it left wing in the hands of Mullins. Find Melton, and she finally gets the jumper to go from the left elbow. Aaliyah Melton came off on the flare screen to the right side, knocked down the 3, and the Lady Wildcats with the 3-point advantage, 28-25. Wide open at the other end was Aaliyah Melton. The left-handed layup is good. She got loose on the back end of the press, and she has 7 early points here in the second half. 30-all is our score. It was 25-23 just 3 minutes ago. It's a pass down low. Melton somehow got loose again down low, as she is a perfect 4 of 4 to start this second half.
Melton finished with 11 points in the ball game. The Lady Wildcats had a slim 3-point advantage heading into the final quarter of action, but the Eagles' Kelsey Cruz came off the bench and gave them a lift, hitting her only 3 field goals of the game in the final frame to catapult Seymour in front for good after the Wildcats' late comeback fell just short after a missed shot at the buzzer to tie. The Lady Wildcats fall to 2-1 on the young season. You're listening to the Wildcats Den. Welcome into the Wildcats Den. We're joined now by senior Nick Emmerich, a band member with the Livingston Academy Wildcats Band. And Nick, first of all, what instrument do you play?
That's a kind of weird question. I play every saxophone, so alto all the way up to Barry. Currently playing Barry.
What got you into playing in the band?
If I'm going to be honest, originally it was to get out of keyboarding class, but it kind of grew into a passion, and now I can't really see myself doing anything else.
How long have you been playing?
Since fifth grade, so I think this would be my eighth year.
Was saxophone the first instrument you learned to play, or did you start on something else?
No, it was always saxophone. I started on it, and I've grown with it.
How did you, I guess, was that your choice, or was it just kind of random whenever you first started?
Well, when I was having to choose, I kind of looked at all of them. I didn't want to play the trombone. Well, that was my second option. I just didn't want to play the trombone. And then I saw saxophone, and I was like, isn't that from that one song? And that's just what led it here. That's what led that way.
What's your favorite part of being in the band?
Oh, definitely the trips.
Where do you guys go? Take me through that.
Oh, okay. So we go to every game right now, except York, but that's a bit of a personal thing. And then we also go to, like, 8 competitions at max a year. So we go compete against other bands like Cookeville, Forest, and all that jazz. And we participate to see where we rank among them. Though, obviously, there's divisions like small band, big band. We're a small band.
Gotcha, cool. Would you rather play at a sporting event or in a band competition against other schools?
Oh, this is hard. If it's just for, like, the energy, I definitely want to play at a game. But I think I'd much rather prefer playing at competitions because it's other people you can talk to that know exactly what you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite song to play, or maybe a favorite style that you guys play?
Oh, without a doubt, jazz. I love playing jazz. But my favorite song is... God, we've gotten some new ones recently, so I'm trying to think. Between the new ones, it's definitely... we have this song called Uptown Funk. And pretty much I get to play the... I just love it.
So when you started back in fifth grade or so, did someone introduce you to band, or what got you interested in it?
Mr. Holbrook. He was the former band director at the middle school. And just how much energy he had, I guess it kind of drew me in more towards that because, you know, I was trying to find a way out of keyboard in class. And, I mean, there's this man saying he can make me this great player. And I was like, I'm down for it.
Do you have any future plans of playing the saxophone after high school?
Oh, yeah. I'm going into tech for it, hopefully. I applied. And then I'll get to a band director position. And then hopefully I'll go get my master's degree in performance. And then go for a college professor status.
Cool. That's Senior Nick Emmerich with the band here at Livingston Academy.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined by the assistant coach Blake Qualls of the Livingston Academy boys basketball program. And Coach Qualls, appreciate you joining us here on the program. You guys already underway this season, about a week and a half in, a handful of games under your guys' belt, and not a loss yet for your guys. Playing some pretty good basketball right now. Just take me through what's been working well here early on in the season for the Wildcats.
We've got off to a good start. Really, we like what we're doing defensively right now. Still a little bit sloppy on the offensive end, but you can expect that early November. We got some guys that are really liking to get up and down the floor, and we're getting some transition stuff going, which is helping us not have to settle so much in the half court.
Coach, I know I've gotten a chance to talk to a few players on the Wildcats then and in the school and getting ready for games, and they're kind of saying how there's really a difference from last year to this year in terms of the team chemistry. What has kind of gone into that, and why do you think it is a little bit better this year?
A lot of these kids have played together since they were really little, you know, in AAU ball and grade school ball, and they all seem to be super close friends off the court. You know, anytime you see one, you see the rest of them. And so I think that just kind of flows over to the court, and they really like being out there with each other.
Coach, kind of middle of the pack in district last year, about a .500 record, turned it on pretty good as of late in the tournament. You guys made a pretty good run in the postseason as well. What are you and Coach Miller really excited about for this year's squad?
Well, like we talked about earlier, we're glad to have a lot of younger guys that are starting to step up and, you know, finally get their chance. They've worked hard in the gym and practiced the last couple of years, and they've all been basketball players since they were 5 and 6 years old. Now they're getting a chance to play at the high school level and make their hometown proud. And so we're just looking to compete, you know, every night. It's going to be tough in this district. And, you know, we're just trying to go out and compete every night and try to steal a couple wins here and there.
I do want to ask about the young guys in a little bit, but before we get there, what are some things that you guys did in practice in the off season and in the preseason getting ready for this season that were maybe some points of emphasis that you guys really worked on?
We really worked on trying to hammer down some stuff in the half court because we know this team can run. We're not the biggest team ever, so we're going to have to find ways to score in the half court and a lot of shooting. Our guys really love to get in the gym when we're not here and get up their own shots, and we can make some outside shots. Being the smaller team, then it's really going to open up some driving lanes.
That's kind of the message I've gotten from some of the players as well, is there's a lot of shooters and you guys like to run. Is that kind of the main styles? You guys are just going to try to keep the other team up-tempo and get a lot of shots up during the game?
It seems like, yeah, that's been our most effective way. I mean, obviously, we're going to have to there'll be games where it'll be a slow type game. There's too many good coaches around here that'll make you play that way. But anytime we get a chance to get out and run, we like to do that.
Talking with the assistant coach for the Livingston Academy boys basketball program, Blake Qualls, right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, I had a chance to talk to one of your seniors in Easton Goodpasture last week, and I know he is just coming back from an injury he suffered late last year. Once he's finally back up to speed, how big of a presence is he going to be, especially for you guys? You mentioned it, maybe a little bit undersized this season.
Yeah, Easton, he'll be super important. You know, we're glad to finally have him be able to get on the floor. Last couple years, he's been in and out of the locker room and on the floor due to some injuries, and now that he's finally getting healthy, he gives us that inside presence, not only rebounding and stuff like that, but he gives you, you know, the threat to throw it down there on the block and catch and turn around and score, and that's something the team of shooters really loves to have.
I know your other senior in Isaac Story is poised to have a big season. He's going to be one of those big leaders on the squad this year. Outside of those two, who are some really big contributors, who have been big contributors early on this season, and you expect to do so throughout the season?
We got three juniors playing a lot of minutes for us, and Brody Coffey, Wyatt Hargis, and Daniel Bilbrey. They're all got a lot of floor time last year and kind of got thrown into the fire a little bit, and I think that's helped them this year. They feel a lot more comfortable. And then we have a sophomore in Tucker Miller who's shooting the ball well right now, and hopefully he can continue to do that. Smart player, really good passer. And then we have some other sophomores that we have a sophomore that's injured that's looking to get back here in a week or so, and Cole Harris, and then Tayshawn Hayes and Jake Hughes are the other two sophomores that may give us some minutes off the bench to do some dirty work here and there if we need it.
Are those all the young guys? I know it looked like Rocco Carwile got some good minutes this past weekend in that Clark Range Hall of Fame game day. Are some of those young guys going to be able to step up and have some good minutes this year?
Yeah, we're looking for Rocco Carwile to help us this year. He's a super talented kid, obviously a young kid, and so there's some things obviously he's got to learn, but he's picking up real fast, and hoping we can use him and his length and the way he can pass and score this year as much as possible.
Coach, as you guys have gotten ready for this season and you have come together kind of with the team, what are some goals that you guys have set for this year?
Like I said, we try to take it one game at a time. We know how this district is, and right now we're building towards the district season, trying to play good basketball now, but play our best basketball in February. I would say that's our main goal, is to compete every night in the district, and when we get to February, hopefully playing our best basketball.
Lastly, talking with assistant coach Qualls, I know no games as of yet for this Thanksgiving week, so the next one would be that Pickett County game and in Byrdstown. What are you guys working on in practice as you guys get ready for that non-district but a good fun rivalry game?
We're just trying to keep up the things we've kept up all fall, and, you know, just compete with each other. If we don't get a game, we don't get a game. We're going to continue to compete with each other and just get ready to go down and play a really good Pickett County team who's always good, well-coached, got a lot of good players.
Going to be a fun one with the Pickett County Bobcats. That's coming up next week. That's assistant coach Blake Qualls right here on the High School Playbook and the Livingston Academy boys basketball team getting ready for a fun season. Coach Qualls, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
We go inside the Wildcats den. We're joined by senior basketball player on the boys basketball team, Easton Goodpasture. And we were just talking off the air. The injury that you sustained last year, kind of towards the end of the season, held out for the last game of the season. It was a leg injury. Said you just got back last week and finally playing in some basketball activities. What has that been like? And take me through kind of the rehab process and how much time it's taken to finally get back out there on the court.
It's been kind of hard. Been out for about 6 months, not being able to do anything, and then they finally released me, and conditioning right now is awful. I can't run up and down that court. I'm getting a little winded, but I'm still slowly starting to get back into it.
Is the main thing for you just kind of that conditioning, trying to get that back up to speed right now?
Yeah, my leg ain't at full strength yet, and they're trying to get my cardio back up because I have none right now. So they're just trying to get my legs into it and make sure I can last all season.
Is that kind of one of the main differences from last year to this year, do you think, is kind of that team chemistry and just working well with the guys?
I think so. Last year it was kind of weird because not all of us played together at the same time, but this group we've played together before high school. We played a little in middle school and all that, so we have that team chemistry coming into this year.
For you in the off season, obviously not being able to play with kind of rehabbing that leg, I assume were you on the sidelines a little bit and just kind of seeing it from afar? What was that like?
It was good watching the young kids get in there and play and having a fun time and sitting there cheering for them, but kind of stunk because I wasn't being there with them playing too. But, yeah, I think we'll be good this year.
Well, fortunately, you're able to get back out there, and especially once you get back up to speed, able to make a difference with the squad. As being a senior this year, are you trying to be somewhat of a leader for this team? I know there's a lot of sophomores and a lot of juniors.
Yeah, I try to be a leader, but I'm not as vocal as our other senior, Isaac, but I'll be in there, and I'll try to lead by example by probably doing scrappy things like grabbing rebounds or getting after on the floor for a loose ball or something.
And I know I talked with Isaac, and he was saying how you guys got picked fourth or fifth in the district this year and saying that you guys are kind of using that as motivation. What are you guys really working on to get better as this season goes on and playing a really tough 7-AAA?
Our main thing is just trying to be tough mentally and physically. If we can stay tough mentally, I think we can win this district.
Cool. Senior basketball player Easton Goodpasture, as we're right here inside the Wildcats' Den. Here's a look at the events we'll be covering from the Wildcats' Den. The girls' basketball team is back in action on Friday in the Farragut Thanksgiving Classic when they'll take on Carnes in the loser's bracket. Game time is set for 11 Central, 12 Eastern at Farragut High School. The boys will get back in action on Tuesday when they'll travel to Pickett County to take on the Bobcats. For more Wildcats athletics, go to UCSportsNation.com. We go inside the Wildcats' Den as we're joined by junior basketball player on the girls' basketball team, Mally Jean Coleman. I know that this team a little bit different than last year. Last year, you guys had a lot of players that played a lot of time. This time, talking with Coach Riddle, sounds like about 7 or 8 maybe rotation players this year, so a little bit different. For you, you got to play a good amount last year in that kind of secondary point guard position, leading the team this year. What's it going to be like with a fewer players and trying to lead the team?
Yes, like you said, we had a lot of depth last year. This year we don't, but we have a good solid 5 and a good freshman coming in. And to be able to lead this team, I couldn't be more grateful, and I just can't wait.
I know you got a few seniors on the team this year as well. How big have they been just in getting the season started, and what's it like playing alongside of them?
Yes, we have 3 great seniors this year, and they're very great leaders, and it's awesome to be right there beside them.
Now, I know you've kind of been dealing with, is it a thumb injury, a hand injury? So are you still dealing with that this season? What's that like kind of to deal with?
Yeah, I actually dislocated it again this year. This is the 3rd time, so I'll be back in my brace this year all season. And it's frustrating, but I can get through it.
Does it change anything? Does it feel weird when you're dribbling or shooting the basketball at all?
Yeah, it does. It readjusts my shot every time I do it, and it's hard getting back to be able to get my shot back, but it's okay.
Thanksgiving coming up. If you're in Thanksgiving, you go to the Thanksgiving table, what are a few things that you have to have on your plate?
I have to have turkey, a lot of stuffing. I love stuffing. And ranch. I love ranch with everything.
That's junior basketball player on the girls' basketball team here at Livingston Academy, Mally Jean Coleman. Friday at 11 Central, the girls' basketball team will get back in action as they'll take on Carnes in the Farragut Thanksgiving Classic. The Classic has one of the toughest fields in the state, so every game is going to be competitive. No matter what happens Friday, the girls will play at either 9 a.m. or noon Eastern time on Saturday. I hope everyone has a safe and a happy Thanksgiving holiday. Eat your heart out, and we'll talk to you next week. Inside the Wildcats' Den.